We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeart Radio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4 every afternoon, and then after 4 o'clock, if you miss the show, the hell's wrong with you? But it plays forever on the iHeart app. John and Ken on demand, the podcast, so you can pick up what you neglected to listen to.
1,000 years from now, they'll be able to hear the John and Ken Show.
That's right. I don't think the digital will ever disappear.
It shouldn't.
Rot away like audio tape.
Like audio tapes that are telling you now you have to digitize, otherwise you lose all your memories and stuff like that. No, we'll be there. They can shoot us into space, the podcast of our show, right?
That's a good idea.
Might be picked up by some space aliens.
That's the best use.
Who listen to your voice and go, that's what they're about? Let's not go there.
Yeah.
You have a chance at money. We still have a keyword for cash coming up in about 15 minutes. You listen, follow the directions, and you could win.
We've been telling you about this filthy, foul, disgusting RV encampment in Sylmar.
More than 20 RVs are packed tightly onto a property in the 1400 block of Hubbard Street. Although I look in this update story, neighbors are saying the stench a little less since Eyewitness News did a bunch of stories on it. So they think that the people are aware of it, and they're being more careful. This would be the RV residents.
More careful with what?
With their sewage. I don't know what they're doing. Spraying?
Well, I don't know. Where are they putting it?
I don't know, but the neighbors say it seems to be a little less
horrific. Human waste pouring out into the streets, into the yards, and you can imagine. Blake Trolley was sent into this. Did you come back with it? Any diseases or infections?
Not that I know of. You know, it's funny. I went there and I tried to smell it and I couldn't smell anything. Maybe I can also corroborate that I didn't smell a thing.
What, did they bleach everything?
I don't know. I was wondering what happened because I remember thinking it was going to be one of those stories where as I get closer, I would start to smell it even within the news truck.
Yeah.
And I got right up on it and I didn't smell anything.
Well, what did you find when you got there?
Yeah, so this is an interesting property. It's essentially a giant lot. There's a home on it, and all of these RVs, it's such a big property, all the RVs are actually on the side yard of this lot. So this is one of those old lots in Sylmar, and the lot actually sits on Sylmar and in the city of San Fernando. I'm told all of the RVs, they're on the, I guess you could say, the east side of this property. They're all on the Sylmar side. So it's up to the city of L.A. to to enforce this. And I've been told just right before I got on here, I got in contact with the city attorney's office, and they said they have ordered these RVs to be removed. They say this is a total violation to have them there. And the neighbors I spoke with today say, yeah, they're, you know, they want these people to be moved into housing and they want this out of their neighborhood.
You may not know this, but I wonder how many complaints were registered with the city and the city did nothing. I mean, now that it's getting all this radio and television coverage, now, yes, so these are violations. But yeah. I got the feeling these violations have been there for a long time.
Well, I was talking to a guy who said, yeah, we've been actually reaching out to the city about this for a long time, for a few years. He said one of his neighbors was reaching out, and it was a lot of finger pointing. The city of this is according to the neighbor.
Right.
He's saying the city was saying it's the city of L.A. was saying it's the city of San Fernando. The city of San Fernando was saying it's the city of L.A. Now, based on the way it's gone down, it does appear that the city of L.A. is really the one that has the control here to get rid of it, because the RVs are on the LA side of this lot.
Right, but the house is in San Fernando.
The houses that are being impacted are in San Fernando, but to get the RVs off the property, this comes down to LA. So the city attorney has charged the property owner with having these RVs illegally on the property.
She owns property in LA City. Yeah, see, that they always do this. They come up with a fake jurisdictional problem. Plus, you have L.A. County could have interceded.
Yeah.
Because both sides of the yard are governed by the county.
There's a lot of questions as to why nothing was done throughout the years, because these neighbors are saying, we were reaching out for now more than a year about getting rid of this RV park. And they said the exact same thing you're saying, John. Now that it's getting media attention, now something's being done about it.
Because the Garcetti administration never cared.
Yeah.
And they let the whole city go to rot for the last 9 years. So what's one more RV camp?
Well, more than 117 neighbors have also signed off onto a petition saying they don't feel safe. I spoke with two people today that said they're concerned if this RV park is not dealt with, more of these RV parks are going to pop up the area. Neighbors have complained about noise, foul smells, trash. Now we're hearing about possible crime even. One woman says raw sewage ended up in her yard. Another woman, I spoke with her today, she says her home's being impacted if we could go to bite one.
Been dealing with a lot of bad smelling around this area. Also, the drain in our house is getting more like stuff, like smelling coming out at the drain, like in the shower and stuff like that.
You're having foul smells come up from your shower.
Yes, we do. We do. And
now I want to go to this other bite. I spoke with another neighbor. He said he's noticing the smells. He actually was showing me videos sent to him from one of his neighbor's homes. This neighbor lives right next door to the camp. The video just looked like hose water going down the driveway, but I guess this stuff smelled really bad. So bad that his neighbor taking the footage actually got sick. If we can go to bite two. So yeah, you can just kind of see what looks like some sort of liquid running down the driveway here, but you're saying that the smell your neighbor told you, they're sure, they sent this to you personally?
Oh yeah, yes, they sent to me personally. The son took the video, it was in the evening, and he went out there videotaped. You can see it's on their lawn, their property, running outside, and he actually got sick to the point where he was nauseous, and they had to go into the emergency. The ambulance came, firemen came, the paramedics came, they said it was awful stench there. And they had to go into emergency. He got so sick, vomiting stuff, but he recovered. But yeah, it's sad.
I was trying to talk to those neighbors, but I guess they're on vacation. They were out of town, but they were, that home that he was talking about is right next door to this makeshift RV park. And they're saying they were pumping sewage down their driveway. He was just trying to film it. Just by filming it, apparently he got sick and ended up going to the hospital. I want to go to one last bite. The same guy I was just speaking with said he's suspecting there's actually some crime associated with this. He's the only person I spoke with that said there was crime associated with this. But nonetheless, here's what he had to say.
I heard some trash cans, like the big trash cans rolling down the sidewalk. And I came out and there was a gentleman dumping bags and bags of trash into the dumpster. And then I took his photograph and he turned around and noticed me. And then he just started threatening me. Kept my distance. I didn't say nothing. Just walked away. And are you going to be sorry and this and that? Next morning I wake up, one of my windshield wipers are broken. It is what it is. No confrontations. Just keep trying to do it from the neighborhood.
Are you pretty sure he was from that?
I can't say. But yeah, it's been happening. People have been finding.
You suspect it.
I suspect it. Our neighbors have their mailbox knocked down, kicked over, broken. People have stuff disappearing from the front yards. We can't say it's them, but stuff has increased in the neighborhood since the encampment started.
What do these people do? Are they all unemployed? Are they doing drugs? Are they drunk all the time? I mean, I heard in some reports that kids were seen.
I saw kids this morning. I saw a woman walking with two kids. The only people I saw that were actually living on the property when I was there this morning was a woman with her two kids. I tried to interview her, but she didn't speak English, but she was walking through. I would assume a lot of them work. The idea I got is that it's just a really low rent, opportunity to park an RV. I mean, from what I've heard, the rates, I think, are, and this is, again, just stuff all hearsay, but I was heard it's, $500, $600.
So maybe poor families living in RVs and they got really cheap rent for that property.
That's the idea that I gathered from being there. But like the neighbor I spoke with said, while she's saying, well, I'm helping these people with a low rent, he's doing the math saying, you're packing these RVs and you're making pretty good money on this. So he's saying, this is a financial move for you.
Oh, yeah. No, she's an opportunist. She's taking advantage, of a lack of law enforcement. Wow. And they can't possibly have sewage facilities to handle this. They must have come up with a temporary fix to make the smell go away because there's so many TV crews coming and filming. But there's nowhere to put all that sewage, which is why other people's sewage systems are backing up and it's backing up into their showers.
I'd be really curious to see what they're going to, what they find if they do any further inspections. I know city inspectors were already out there. That's when they got knocked with these violations and were told to get the RVs off the property. There is another court hearing on this on July 19th. So something we should all be watching is this court hearing July 19th to see if any action happens. The city attorney is taking aim at this. But again, the neighbors say they've been reporting this for years. They've been reporting this for the last few years.
Very good. Blake, thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Blake Trolley, KFI News, covering the story we've been talking about following up Channel 7's coverage of this RV encampment on a property in Sylmar. More than 20 RVs. The owner of the property is Cruz Florian Godoy. It's a woman. And yes, allegedly she takes in $500 per RV. And that's a pretty good sum of money over the course of a year. But they're claiming, I see one tenant saying that she'll give us a break if we can't pay. And this is a woman by the name of Marcelina Lopez who says she works, John, at a waste company. Mm. And it hurts her to hear people call her homeless or filthy. Everyone deserves a chance to succeed.
No.
No, you can't be. You're infringing. I mean,
you can't bring your sewage to a neighborhood and then say, "Well, I need a chance to succeed."
That's not zoned as an RV park. You just can't do that.
That's what the government's supposed to do. But we haven't had a government for 10 years.
What about this new mayor, Bassetti?
Why do we call her Bassetti?
I heard she's on top of things, right? Get everybody inside safe.
It's 10 full years of neglect because Garcetti took over in July of 2013. It is 10 years, and this is what happens to a city.
All right, when we return, we'll be revealing another keyword. We continue to give away a chance for you to win cash. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And next hour, we got some special fun for you. We mentioned this on Friday. We played some new audio from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, at a conference, where she had to define culture. It was hard to believe that came out of any human being, what she spouted. But we decided we were going to go back in time and pick up audio from her when she was questioning Brett Kavanaugh for the United States Supreme Court. And compare it to this word salad mix we're getting every time we get audio from her as vice president making these public appearances. Maybe that's the thing, John. She needs to be doing something really serious like courtroom work and interrogating people. But when they give her all this fluff stuff as vice president, she babbles.
I don't know anybody like that. If you have good speaking skills, if you're intelligent, you can speak in any setting, on any subject. So I think she's stoned much of the time. I do. The way I'm, convinced Biden has advanced dementia. And there's another story about that today. I mean, the thing is, what's funny is people, when they get into partisan politics, they make all kinds of excuses or all kinds of BS. Just call it the way you'd call it if it was people you knew in your family or at work. If you heard somebody talking like Kamala Harris at work, you'd say, my God, that woman is stoned. She makes no sense. I just, why?
So, We're going to compare and contrast audio from a few years back when she was questioning Brett Kavanaugh versus these word salads that she has put out since she's become vice president. And she doesn't speak publicly every day, but it seems like whenever she does, there's something that pops up that
it's
people pick out that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a complete mess. It's like she lost her ability to communicate. So what's going on in her brain?
Well, there aren't that many columnists left in the state of California that write about, matters concerning crime and homelessness. And there is one that actually we used to pick on this guy years ago, Dan Walters, who's now with Cal Matters. I think he was with the Sacramento Bee years ago.
Yeah.
And he had some real blatherings. But he put out a good column the other day, and it's something we've talked about in this show many times before. What politicians and elected officials, what they do with certain reports that are good versus reports that are bad. And the title of his column is "The Annual Crime Report Shows Californians' Fear of Increasing Crime is Justified." Walters writes, "Political office holders at all levels and at all ideological stripes habitually pursue a time-dishonored practice when releasing data. If it's positive, they try to maximize the importance with lavish news conferences and self-congratulatory declarations. On the other hand, if there's a negative side, they'll release the report quietly, often late on a Friday afternoon, to minimize media coverage." And that's what they did. California's annual report on crime came out late on the four-day 4th of July holiday weekend. I think they put it out like on Friday afternoon before the 4th of July weekend hit. He writes, "That's a tip-off. It would not be good news, and it would receive minimal media attention."
Well,
and you know what? This even slipped by us.
Well, it would help if the stupid media progressives would on Monday morning publicize all the data that came in over the weekend. Just because it came out Friday doesn't mean it's not important enough to do a story on when people are paying attention on Monday.
No.
You don't have to play along with their game. When they bury news, dig it up, unbury it.
The 2022 report revealed that the state's violent crime increased by 6.1% since 2021. Property crime was up 6.2%. Homicides did dip very slightly, but robberies jumped by 10.2%. So you're not imagining things, and whatever the El Segundo Times does, and then the usual play on this is, oh, these are still better than the crime rates from decades ago. So let's not. And he even writes that the Attorney General Rob Bonta said, "While crime rates remain significantly below their historical highs, property and violent crimes continue to have devastating consequences for communities." And then, of course, he mentions gun violence because that's all they care about is there's too many guns.
The goal is not to have crime totals that are below a peak. That's not the goal. The goal is to lower the crime much more than it is right now because it's too high. I zero interest in what it was in 1992. All right, a lot of those people are long dead.
That's irrelevant.
So it's completely irrelevant. I hate even spending 5 seconds on that. It's what's happening today, and we're also in an era where much crime is not reported anymore. So these statistics are not fully accurate because it doesn't tell you about all. I know there's lots of store owners, for example, not reporting shoplifting. They're
yes,
not.
Many have given up, and you know, this has gone further than anecdotal. These stories are just piling up.
And I go through the Nextdoor app every day, and I see how normal people talk to each other. And what they say is when they've got local crimes going on, property crimes, car break-ins, they don't bother to call the police because the police don't come. They'll tell if you call into the police department, right, and you have a minor crime like that, they say, "We'll come in and file a report." And, of course, nobody has time to, and they don't follow up on the report anyway. So much crime is not statistically counted. So most crime statistics that anybody gives you are nonsense. You really have to go by your own perceptions. You really have to go by what you see and what you're experiencing.
And it's not a surprise that robberies jump the most because that's the one that's being treated the most lightly. The whole criminal justice reform we're hearing about with no bail and everything gets reduced to misdemeanors. Look at Prop 47, which reduced shoplifting. Anything below $950 is just a citation. That's the direction this has been taking. The criminals respond to that. if you're not going to do anything, even if you do arrest me, and it leads to just nobody even bothers to report the crime anymore. Prosecutors don't have anything to prosecute because police are not getting as many reports because people have given up with this stuff. But the truth is out there, and it's not just, you're not imagining it, and sometimes the tendency is to think, well, the media just likes to cover whatever the crime blotter is.
Because part of the progressive religion is closing the prisons. So if you believe in that religion, that government shall not have any prisons, then you have to ignore or dismiss all crime statistics. Because acknowledging the crime statistics leads to, what are you going to do about it? And ultimately, what you have to do about it is put people in jail, put them in prison. Because if they're on the inside, they can't hurt you on the outside. And so that's why Newsom and the rest of Bonta, all the rest of them ignore this. Because it violates one of their core religious beliefs, government shall not have a prison system.
So when we return, remember when they passed Prop 47, what they called the Safe Neighborhoods Act?
The Safe Schools and Neighborhoods Act.
And the idea was, oh, all the money we're going to save from imprisoning drug users and shoplifters and thieves, we're going to use to rehabilitate the prisoners. Well, Cal Matters had a pretty good story on a huge program that was supposed to do just that. Typical, the results. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Oh, look, there's some video on Channel 5 of Karen Bass standing there and doing nothing. Oh. Just talking about homelessness.
another just media. Is this live? Or?
I don't know what it is. Just blathering and blathering about homelessness. By the way, I went to San Diego over the weekend. See the Mets Padres.
No, that's a mistake.
On the road to Petco Park. Good Lord, there's encampments all over the place.
Yeah, that's why they were studying that. The city council was studying doing something about removing those encampments.
Studying.
Well, they passed it, actually.
Well, they didn't remove anybody.
In certain places, they're going to prohibit encampments.
Not on the...
I don't think it takes effect immediately, and I think it's one of these things where you have to give notice for a long time.
There's a short stretch if you take the Imperial Avenue exit off the interstate. There's a short stretch you got to drive to get to Petco Park. And it was just lined on both sides and on the side streets and around the parking lots. Oh, zombie-like, though. All right. A lot of people, larger groups standing around, staggering. Come on. I mean, San Diego's so beautiful. What is wrong with all this idiot politicians and bureaucrats? Why do you want to turn nice places into filthy, disgusting hellholes? Why do you want to do that? Ay, ay, ay.
When they passed, because we certainly voted no, Proposition 47 back in 2014, this is the one that was called the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. And what the crap they sold to people is, we're going to reduce drug offenses, most of them, to misdemeanors. And we're going to say you got to steal $950 or more for it to count as some kind of felony. That's what we put in the bill. And the reason we're doing that is because we're going to save a ton of money on housing prisoners. And what we're going to do with that money is we're going to turn around and we're going to rehabilitate them. And as John always likes to ask on the show, show me these magic rehabilitation programs that work.
Well, after this article, I'm convinced that this has been a long-running, very expensive scam. And they don't have any rehabilitation programs that work or that are even functional. I mean, it looks like they don't even bother to follow through.
They don't.
With their alleged program.
The headline is California spent $600 million to house and rehab former prisoners, and they can't say whether or not it helped. It's unclear how many parolees have wound back up in prison.
We are paying.
Which I think is on purpose. They don't want the data because if it's negative, it's going to kill this.
They know it's negative. They know it doesn't work. Where is this program anywhere that's worked? It doesn't. You have people who are damaged since childhood. They can't function like a normal person. They can't hold a job. They can't raise a family. They can't deal with responsibilities. Why do you think they're in prison to begin with? Why do you think they're on drugs all the time? Because they're a mess, and they're always going to be a mess. Their brains are all scrambled for one reason or another. We are spending $100 million a year on this privately run program for parolees. Get this. The state does not collect data on whether the parolees found jobs or whether they returned to prison for another crime. They have no data. They didn't even ask. They're not even tracking it. They just spent $100 million a year.
If you've been listening to this show, we go back to the year 2011. They passed AB 109. We call it the prisoner dumping bill. That started all this. And this is when Jerry Brown was governor and some judge was saying the prisons are too crowded. Well, here's where we are today. There were 160,000 people in prison back then. Now there's only 95,000. And Cal Matters did a year-long investigation on parolee reentry program records. And they said, first, Corrections Department data is outdated, inaccurate, or doesn't even exist. When the department provided CalMatters with a roster of more than 400 locations providing rehab services, we visited 23 of them. We found there were inaccurate addresses, one with a padlocked gate in front of a closed site, another appeared to be abandoned. See, they did a little audit of the 400 locations, and they got dead ends, because that's what this mostly is.
I like the phrase, inaccurate addresses. In other words, they went there and the place didn't exist.
Yeah, it's just BS.
It's a wrong
address. Just write something down. This is a rehab place. Write it down so we have a record of it. But
it's a wrong address, a fake address. The people who applied to get the state money never had a building, never had a program. They just took the check and disappeared. There's no such program.
They don't even know how many people are in the program. The Department of Corrections published an annual report claiming 17,650 participants in the year 2021. but a department spokesperson said, we served 9,516. They later revised the number down to 8,213.
So one says 17,000, one says 9,000, one says 8,000. Nobody knows. They're all made up numbers. Nobody's keeping track. And by the way, this is what we should have, an opposing party, some kind of opposing political organization uncovering, publicizing, campaigning on, changing.
Yeah. Now, this is one story on one website, CalMatters.
CalMatters.
That's it.
Which is a great website, but not that many people read it.
State data shows only 2 out of 5 parolees who participated in the rehab program in 2020-21 completed at least one service offered to them. Think about that, right? So the response rate was only 40%, and then of that, they basically just went to one service.
So they're not...
Based on how the state collects data, it's unclear if anyone finished all of the services offered to them.
Rehabilitation is almost entirely fake. It's a word that nobody wants to disagree with. Oh, you don't think people should be rehabilitated? You don't want them to be rehabilitated? You want them to rot in prison, don't you? You don't want to give them a second chance? Everyone deserves a chance. All the cliches. All the stupid cliches. And they intimidate you from saying, you know what? I don't think people can be rehabilitated. Most of them are loser, dead ends, hopeless cases. They're just really violent, really stupid, really irresponsible. They're either crazy or they're addicted to drugs. Yeah, they're hopeless. So lock them up. Let them rot.
Listen to this. Remember the homeless industrial complex? We call this the rehab industrial complex. The state has spent $600 million in the past decade. 4 large contractors are involved, but these companies contract with nearly 200 nonprofits, private companies, or community organizations to provide housing and rehab services for parolees in 450 homes and treatment centers. So you can see what happens when the money gets disseminated down the line. It gets spread out in so many different directions. Nobody can see what's going on. Nobody cares.
And they don't want to. They don't want to know. And it's just all free money that they're getting from us, the taxpayer. They're not trying to do any good work. They don't even know what to do. Here's one guy that they profiled. You tell me what you do with a guy like this. How much money do you want to spend on him? His name is Chad Daugherty. He's a parolee. He went in and out of San Bernardino courtrooms for years. He was finally sent to prison in 2015, got out a few years later, and sent to a reentry home, a state that we were paying for, right?
Yeah.
And the guy says, I held a job, got myself a car, and I was working the program. But he didn't stay long. He was kicked out of one home for threatening the operator. He left another one because it had a 10 o'clock curfew and he couldn't work the night shift. He left the program 2 months after joining. And the following year in 2019, he's back in prison. Then he was released during the pandemic. He had a few months, no arrests, and then he was charged with possessing narcotics. Then he stole a vehicle. Then he was sentenced to 4 years in prison. And he's in San Luis Obispo in a state prison there right now. But this is the story for most of these guys. They don't have any life skills. They don't have any self-control. They're crazy. They're angry. Hair trigger tempers. They're always getting into arguments or fights.
They talked to a woman, Tammy Cooper Garvin, who was a participant. She went to a women's treatment home in San Francisco, called it all a waste of time. The program, excuse me, was bleeped up. I had to sneak and get a job at Target. The site tolerated drug use and violence. This reminds me of the Skid Row Housing Trust, the same kind of thing, right? They put these people in homes where there's either the regulations are too stern and they leave, or it's too crazy and there's just gangs running, selling drugs.
I don't understand why you don't let a guy work an overnight shift. I mean, I don't understand that rule.
Because it violates the curfew?
Yeah. Well, that's a stupid curfew. Then if you have a job, you should be allowed out at night, right? You have a job.
Right.
Isn't that the whole point? Of course he's going to get the overnight shift because he's a criminal. He's an ex-con. So, yeah, he's going to get the bad shift to start out. And here, this other woman that you mentioned had to sneak to get a job at Target. Why does she have to sneak? I thought this was the whole purpose. It's to get him working again.
You should read this story if you get a chance at CalMatters. It's an eye-opener. Again, it's the rehab industrial complex. $600 million spent, and nobody has any idea if prisoners are actually getting anything out of these rehab programs. But that's what we're always told. That's why we had the mass release. Don't worry. Now we have rehab programs to take care of them. Yep. They'll be good citizens.
You fell for another lie.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock, the John and Ken on demand podcast, and you listen to what you missed.
We'll take a closer look at the Vice President Kamala Harris. We're going to bring back some audio from a few years ago when she was questioning Brett Kavanaugh in the United States Supreme Court. She was a U.S. senator at the time, and of course, after that, ran for president pretty abysmally. Anyway, we're going to compare that to the word salad she spews as vice president. We have audio of both that'll come up. We'll also talk about that report John mentioned briefly this hour that Joe Biden, apparently insiders say, is quite the temper. He is having anger fits with staff members. Of course, some of them spin it as, oh, this is just the way it is. Oh, you learn from that.
It is spin. It looks like he's running around screaming a lot, which is what Alzheimer's patients do. And so it leaked out. It was bound to, right? Somebody's going to tell a reporter. And now they have to come up with the alternate reality story.
Yeah, it's trial by fire. You have to work and you have to be on your toes with this president, right? Or else he'll call you on it.
Sure. No, it's not that he's 80 and he's suffering dementia. It's called Sundowner syndrome.
Sundowner, that's right.
That's right. Sundown. My dad had it. Both three out of the four of my either in-laws or my dad had Sundowner syndrome. Later in the day, they start shouting at people.
All right, so we'll give you that story, too. A lot coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. A couple of, well-known, disgusting people in the news. And actually, they called him disgraced. I hated that word when I saw it today. The disgraced former gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar.
I'm a pervert.
Yeah, disgraced?
Sexual yeah. Pervert.
You are sexually invading young girls, female gymnasts. You're more than disgraced. You're just evil.
He didn't steal money.
I know. And usually disgraced is a politician who got involved in corruption, right?
Right. That's a corruption term. This is like gross sexual acts against.
I think someone said, well, he was a doctor, so we'll call him disgraced because
that's
he got
stupid.
Removed.
No, nobody wants to speak bluntly. Nobody wants to say what things really are. The guy's a filthy pervert is what he is.
Well, he was stabbed twice in the neck, twice in the back, and six times in the chest in an altercation at a federal prison in Florida.
You know, that made me happy when I heard that.
Me too. He's alive.
I smiled. Well, you want him to be alive because it means he suffered. He felt it, right? And now he's like living with the memory of being assaulted and carved up. So right. Now the next round, it would be good to hear that he was killed.
But that would be the next yeah. good thing, right? He's apparently been at this prison since 2018. He was at a different prison, and he also got attacked there. I had forgotten that. So they moved him to the Florida prison. And, by the way, he's been housed at this since 2018 in a unit with other sex offenders. But, you know, the word is, if you're a pedophile sex offender, you're on the bottom rung, and you can easily get mm-hmm. attacked in prison.
Yeah, and that's what he was. I mean, some of these girls were underage. They were teenagers.
Yeah.
I mean, those Olympic gymnasts, you know, they're competitive in their early and mid-teen years.
Remember, this is a story that had the FBI apparently was not interested in this story even when it reached them, that his abuse went on for, I think it was more than another year because everybody just looked the other way. U.S. Gymnastics, Michigan State, and even the FBI, which was called into this, and I forget, I think the FBI agent was connected somehow and wanted some kind of promotion or something like that.
Isn't it stunning how many adults are complicit in these sexual abuse cases connected to schools, churches, athletics? There's usually a whole range of grown men and women who knew it was going on and didn't care.
Right.
So what is that about human nature? You hear about, you know, you and I hear about this stuff and we're all appalled and angry, and most people I know are. And then there's the people in these institutions and
who use the simple word disgraced.
Right, right. Yeah.
Right. They soften everything. The disgraced former doctor. The other guy in the news that died is the guy that probably is responsible for all of the tamper-proof packaging we've had for the last four decades. Remember the 1982 Tylenol murders in Chicago? The prime suspect was a guy by the name of James Lewis, but they never charged him. But they have had him as a suspect for more than 40 years.
What's the point
in the case? He wrote a ransom note to Johnson & Johnson, the parent company that manufactures Tylenol. He demanded $1 million for the company if you want to stop the killing. Well, they convicted him of extortion, but they never convicted him of the Tylenol poisoning.
They didn't have video cameras back then.
They did not. They did not have enough evidence, right? So he got away with that part.
He outed himself by sending in the ransom note. But had he not done that, but I guess that was the purpose of poisoning people, is he wanted to make money off it.
I guess so, but how do you... That's pretty dumb, though. I mean, he sent them a letter, and where were they supposed to just send a check to, like, a P.O. box or something?
I don't know.
And this is 1982, right? You can't do things as digitally untraceable as you could.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd forgotten that part of the case. I didn't realize that they'd actually put a guy away for writing a ransom note.
Well, that's why he was the prime suspect, but I guess they could never find the evidence. It says here that, seven people died in these poisonings in the Chicago area in 1982. He ended up in Massachusetts. Police were called to the home, and he was, John, unresponsive, your favorite. Recall report of an unresponsive person on Sunday afternoon. Yeah. They think his death, though, was from natural causes. Seven people were killed, ranging in ages from 12 to 35. The Tylenol capsules were laced with cyanide.
And
he, of course, denied any involvement.
And that's why it is impossible to open up any
packaging,
pill bottle and many other packages.
Oh, I remember.
I curse that guy every time because I have bad small motor control.
And I had trouble one day getting the plastic off like a bottle of shampoo, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, we're protecting me from shampoo. All right, well, I guess somebody could put poison in the shampoo.
You know, poison me. I can't stand playing with those things all the time.
And forget now the packaging with the laundry pods that they give you now. There's warnings all over them.
Oh, yeah.
That's because children eat them.
I can't tear open those little plastic packaging. I'm just looking up his letter. $1 million. He also was found to have possessed a poisoning book, and his fingerprints were discovered on pages related to cyanide. Oh, so he had a book on poisons. And they know he was reading the cyanide pages.
Don't think they could have gotten a jury to convict him on that, huh?
Yeah. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison for extortion.
Right.
And based on the postmark, they thought that he would have been working on the letter prior to the first news reports on the poisonings. So he was all set to go. As soon as people were terrified from the news stories, then he was going to offer his deal.
The Chicago Tribune just did last year, because it would be the 40th anniversary, a huge podcast, bunch of episodes on the murders. Again, he was never convicted. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Devin Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.